When Syria's President Bashar al-Assad succeeded his late father 2.5 years ago, he pledged to introduce economic, social, and political changes to the authoritarian state. Intellectuals and activists began calling for reforms, but the Damascus Spring came to an abrupt end last year when many activists were arrested. These days, Syria's reform movement is largely silent, but the reformists have not lost all hope, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
The dean of Syrian dissidents, communist leader Riyad el-Turk, just laughs when asked if he'll ever stop criticizing the Damascus government. Turk spent 17 years in prison under the late Hafez al-Assad, much of it in solitary confinement for his political activity. The 74-year-old was thrown back in prison last year after crossing one of Syria's red lines by publicly calling the former president a dictator. Turk attributes his early release this past November to international pressure. He says he's relieved to be out of prison, but unrepentant. Red lines are for cowards, snorts Turk. I won't deny that I've said some harsh things about the father and the president, he adds, but such words aren't sufficient to be put on trial in security court. Turk was one of 10 activists arrested in the summer and fall of last year, along with 2 members of parliament and a prominent economist. The 10 were charged with sedition, undermining the constitution, and spreading false information. Most were given sentences of between 2.5 and 5 years after trials which provoked international condemnation and tarnished President Bashar al-Assad's reputation as a modernizer. Human rights activist and lawyer Haysam Maleh. All these people wanted to do, says Maleh, was dialogue with each other and with the authorities. Maleh says the detainees had been active at informal political gatherings that flourished in the new atmosphere of reform. The activists called for greater freedom and democracy. Some criticized state corruption and mismanagement. Parliamentarian Riyad al-Saif called on the authorities to allow the formation of new political parties. Maleh says such actions hardly posed a threat to the state. But the country is run by a security mentality, and any kind of independent activity is seen as a threat, says Maleh. It's difficult for this regime to understand that we're not enemies, but citizens with different points of view. But Ibrahim Hamidi, Damascus correspondent for the pan-Arab daily El Hayat, says government critics went too far in their demands, ultimately undermining reform-minded figures in the government.
The opposition made the reformers weaker by being too critical, by tackling and talking about very sensitive issues. They failed to make alliance, to make friends within the regime itself.
And that, says Hamidi, gave hardliners in the Syrian leadership a chance to crack down on participants in the so-called Damascus Spring.
The people in the regime were saying that this spring may lead to chaos in the country, may lead to have civil war or to have a breakup of the country.
Despite the setbacks suffered by the reform movement, some voices still dare to criticize the state, albeit more cautiously. Some of the reformers continue to meet, and activists like Maleh and Turk have not stopped talking to the press. Both agree that President Bashar al-Assad might have tolerated the new environment of freedom if he hadn't been challenged by other influential forces in the country. Riyad al-Turk says there is a power struggle going on between those who seek change and those clinging to the status quo, among them members of the ruling Ba'ath Party and the state's 13 separate security organizations. In order for Bashar to succeed, he has to downsize the security agencies, says Turk, and distance himself from corrupt members of his father's clique. Turk adds that he'd be willing to work with the government once Bashar purges the old guard and embarks on a serious path of reform. Unfortunately, few here in Syria believe the young leader has enough hold on power to do so, at least for the time being. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Damascus.